TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
You know that it's on the burner. Timmy Turner. People wishing for a burner. You kill everybody wrongin'. You know that it's on the burner. Puppet for beat. How they watch you, nigga, no beat. You ballin' for wildin'. Kill everybody wrongin'. You know that it's on the burner. Timmy Turner.
Timmy Turner. Young boy walkin'. Wishing for a burner. Both by 16 ratchets on 10, 10. With a 10 clappin' on a 10, 10. With a 10, 10. With a 4-5. You talk money, nut, with them nut, get them balloon. I've been in love with the ruler, I've been in love with my children, I've been in love with the mortal, but now the clips go through. All about the wrong, all about the mall, all about the wrong. Turn it to the turn, keep it wishing for a burn. On the burning, but it's so easy. And they want you, nigga, no peace. They want to wallet. Kill everybody walking. You know that it's on the burning. Timmy Turner. People wish you for a burner. Kill everybody walking. You know that it's on the burning, but it's so easy. And they want you, nigga, no peace. They want to wallet. Kill everybody walking. You know that it's on the burning. Done too many chemical farmer. You can hit the slab with the honor. Child moon ball wanna. You can hit down the ball summer. I got big and roll the dead to win it. Child moon ball to win it. You be choked down ball again. Can't hit from the road to see it. What am I gonna do? Thinking all myself. What am I gonna win it? I'm dreaming of the world. People wish for a burning. Kids ain't like you walking. You know that it's on the burning, but no peace, you better be wildin'. Kill everybody walkin'. You know that it's on the burners. Timmy Turner. People with you for a burner. Kill everybody walkin'. You know that it's on the burners. But it's no peace. Now they bond you, man. No peace, you better be wildin'. Kill everybody walkin'. You know that it's on the burners. Timmy Turner. People with you for a burner. Kill everybody walkin'. You know that it's on the burners. But it's no peace. How they bond you, nigga, no peace, you ballin' for wallin'. Kill everybody walkin', you know that it's on the burner. Timmy Turner, people wishin' for a burner. You kill everybody walkin', you know that it's on the burner. But it's for peace, how they bond you, nigga, no peace, you ballin' for wallin'. Kill everybody walkin', you know that it's on the burner. Timmy Turner, people wishin' for a burner. Kill everybody walkin'. No ass on the burning, but with your beat. I need bars, you nigga, I'm a beat. You better be wildin'. Kill everybody walkin'. You know that it's on the burning. Timmy Turner. People wish you for a burner. Kill everybody walkin'. You know that it's on the burning, but with your beat. I need bars, you nigga, I'm a beat. You better be wildin'. Kill everybody walkin'. You know that it's on the burning. Timmy Turner.
That dude, Designer. Where is Designer? You didn't understand Panda, and you still don't understand what he's saying right here with this Timmy Turner. That's what he's saying, Timmy Turner. It's a Social Lab TMI Radio. What's going on, everybody? 6 out 6 oh 805 is what I'm trying to say out west. 805 in New Orleans, 905 here in Cleveland, just arrived. What it do, a Motivation Monday is what we call it. Listen, your money matters. Got something to share with you regarding your money, specifically hourly workers, a new service I think you'll be interested in. This Money Monday, or Motivation Monday, we call it. Before we go any further, all the way live from the, I don't know whether it's the east, south, I get confused, but she has moved to a different part of the A. Give it up, hot chocolate. What up, ma? Union City, what is that, east, south? What is that?
Union City is still south. I was southwest before I am southeast.
I had a chance to drive from the Dunwoody perimeter Buckhead area towards your way over the weekend, and it had to take me at least 40 damn minutes. At least 40 minutes. I'm like, yo, you live far as hell.
It depends. I'm really only 10 minutes from where I used to live. So if you felt like where I used to live was far, then yes, it's 10 minutes further.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely a hike. But it was easier. It seemed like a straight shot coming up 285. But it
and
brought
it still
me
is.
Through downtown, around about. I was like, damn it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, mm-hmm. mission accomplished.
it is. Mm-hmm. How is everybody?
Nevertheless. Hey, you were in Florida over the weekend. How was your trip?
I was. It was fantastic. It only rained a little bit. I enjoyed myself. Got to see some old friends, made some new friends, and did what the employers at my 9-to-5 do best outside of defend you. And represent
party.
You. Bay Party.
Party.
That's right. And party very
lawyers,
well.
The legal land definitely know how to party. I'm looking forward to actually hanging out with your legal colleagues again here
this
soon
weekend.
Coming up because,
yeah,
again, the get down gets down.
That garden party, if you don't know, then you don't know.
Absolutely. The get down gets down. Hey, Motivation Monday, your money matters. Hey, show me the money right now. Show me the money right now is what I want to talk about, what we want to talk about tonight. Hey, a new service allowing U.S. workers to get paid, guess what, daily instead of weekly. I said it. A new service allowing U.S. workers to get paid daily instead of weekly. Now, it might sound like a setup because I had to dig deeper into this because I'm like, what the hell? Like, you know, I'm not sure people need access to their money daily. I think most Americans spend too much money already, specifically money that they don't have. Well, check it out. Oh. About 150,000 employees represented by 50 different companies have access to a new service that was rolled out earlier this year. Most of the firms are restaurants and hotels, companies with lots of hourly workers, you know, franchises like McDonald's, Outback Steakhouse, Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, and it goes on, retailers, staffing firms. So this is pretty much how it works. The CEO of this new company, his name is Stephen Barha, B-A-R-H-A, Barha. And the name of the company is called Instant Financial. A small but growing number of U.S. workers can draw from their earnings daily through this particular entity, instead of the more traditional weekly, biweekly, and some people get paid monthly, believe it or not. Like, it couldn't be me. But some people get paid monthly and have to manage it, you know, accordingly. But this new service offered by this startup called Instant Financial, the service lets employees tap half of their pay on any given day as soon as their shift ends. So, you know, the offering is chiefly being targeted to hourly workers. So salaried employees like myself, we probably won't be able to take advantage of such services. But it's really to help to put money in the pockets of those who need it most. Now, I was a little concerned, but I do like the fact that it limits the money available to the employee because it only gives them half of what's available, which encourages savings. You know, and there's like a 1 hour window to draw the money, which discourages impulse purchases later, right? What you thinking about this? I mean, what's your reflex to a concept like this? Do you think this is beneficial to people, or is this setting people up? You know, because this is the deal. Most hourly workers in America, they actually use like payday loan services to borrow money against their paycheck anyway. So I'm thinking for people who borrow money like against their check, this is probably helpful for those situations.
I think so. As far as the payday loan trap, if you're going to get, you're going to fall into that, there's really no way to keep you from being able to do it, barring you being able to borrow the money from another family member or friend. But the getting paid or being able to have access to your funds daily, I think in a lot of situations would help people who are desperate and need, you know, something, not necessarily their whole paycheck, but, you know, a small portion of it, and they can do it with no penalty if there is no penalty. I don't know that one, but yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know the details of it either, but, you know, what I do know is about 78 million Americans, or, you know, 59% of U.S. workers are hourly employees. I mean, which is like, wow, you know, 60%
right.
U.S. workforce, hourly employees, and, you know, could serve pretty much a prime target. They could serve as a prime target market, you know, for, I think, this type of service. I mean, 78% of workers are really living paycheck to paycheck, you know, and trying to make ends meet. And that's according to Career Builder. And so I think, you know, this could be helpful as long as people are smart about it. I think that's the piece, regardless of the money source. Some people don't have what they need because they just aren't good stewards. Or the bottom line is, you know, because we're living paycheck to paycheck in a lot of instances, we never really have enough to make those ends meet. So there's never really enough. But I think this service would help people not to spend a whole lot of unnecessary money on interest at those payday loan places. That's what I like about this. Show me the money now, baby. Show me my money right now. Again, folks, if you are interested, the name of the company is called Instant Financial. I'm not sure that all employers are aware, but, I mean, for hourly employees, I mean, this may be something worth introducing to your employer. You know, Google it, introduce it, you know. Your voice is your vote, and the government is not the only place that wants to hear your vote, hear your voice. Your employer certainly wants to hear your voice. Anything that's going to help the employee, I think, population is a good thing from an employer perspective. So introduce this to your employer if this is something that you're interested in. It's the Social Lab, Motivation Monday, Your Money Matters. I thought that would be an interesting thing to introduce to you all.
Yeah.
Anything interesting going on in the legal land these days?
Wow, let's see. In terms of auto, we were having someone on to elaborate on the importance and the need of uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage. So I think.
Right. You were talking about that last week.
Yeah.
The week before last,
yeah.
you mentioned that.
Yes, I'm going to.
Why is that so important?
It's important because, okay, the scenario.
Hey, you're going in and out. You're going in and out.
Oh, okay. Sorry. The scenario is you get into a car accident and you have the minimum we'll say Georgia. The minimum in Georgia is $25,000. You have that, but the person who you get into the accident with does not have any insurance or only has a minimum of $25,000, but your injuries exceed that amount. At that point, you're uninsured or underinsured, depending on the situation. If the person does not have any insurance, it's uninsured. If the person has insurance, but it's not enough to cover what your damages are, it's underinsured. At that point, that coverage that you pay for would kick in. There wouldn't be any penalty to you. You wouldn't, have any negative effect on your insurance. That's what a lot of people are afraid of. They don't feel like they should have to use their coverage because they got into an accident
right.
with someone else. But that type of coverage is actually a benefit for you.
Interesting.
It saves you.
I know it's a requirement in the state of Florida. I don't think every state
yes.
require it, but I do know that the state of Florida required it because
correct.
There was certainly a lot of auto and insurance fraud in Florida. And I know in Georgia as well. As a matter of fact, my insurance just went up. And when I called the insurance company to ask, why did my insurance just go up? I haven't had any issues. And I'm certainly older than 25. My insurance should be coming down, not going up. Do you know what the insurance company told me? The insurance company told me that in my area, that there's a lot of insurance fraud. And because there's a lot of insurance fraud in my area, my insurance went up. And folks, this might sound a little stereotypical, but it's okay. I live in an area where there's nothing but Indians. Are the Indians doing that much damn insurance fraud?
I'm really surprised about that in your area.
I'm not playing. If you came to visit my neighborhood, you would think that you had just left Atlanta and ended up in India. I'm not exaggerating. Not exaggerating. So I was a little shocked to hear. But why did I bring that up? There was no damn point for bringing it up at all. I just felt like saying it.
I was thinking your point was going to be towards the side of because of the area that you live in, that your insurance rate would have been lower.
Yeah. I mean, no, I really did anticipate. I live in a business, a business district inside the technology corridor. I mean, it just doesn't make sense that insurance fraud would drive your insurance up. I mean, it just didn't make sense to me. I was shocked. But guess what, folks? You can't judge a book by its cover. Even business people clearly commit fraud.
Absolutely. It's everywhere.
Listeners are like, what are you talking about, Hyman? Business people commit the most damn fraud.
White collar.
Straight up Motivation Monday. Hey, if you got something you want to get off your chest, hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, because we got a direction. We'll be back.
Yeah. Little Caesar.
Queen B.
That's
me.
Check it.
in.
Yo, I be buying V's, so all my girls be I and C's. Coming backstage, dying to get pleased. You got me, I rock the Versace and linen. While you spotting, grinning with a bunch of foxy women. While you speedball with cars, that's the valley. I get clothes custom made from a stylist. Cruise in my Lexus land with no malice. While you walk the street until your feet get callous. To take you on the natural high like a palate. It be all good, toss your clothes like a salad. When it's all over, put your vote in my ballot. This my diner, I'm Mel and you're Alice. Spend the night and look to C's palace. It be all good as long as you don't act childish. While you standing there with the crisp in your cup, the worst come to worst, keep this on the hush.
I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Hey, yo, shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? I'll be undressed in the bra or see-through. While you count your jewels, thinking I'ma cheat you. The only one thing I wanna do is freak you. Keep your stone sets, I got my own baguette. And I'll be doing things that you won't regret. Little Kim, the queen bee, so you best take heed. Shall I proceed? I'ma throw shade if I can't get paid. Blow you up to your girl like the army grenade. You can slide on my ice like the escapade. And itchy itchy yaya with the marmalade. Who me? Not you. Oh yeah, who's he? I even dig your man style, but I love your profile. Whisper in your ear and get you all shook up. But don't blush, just keep this on the hush.
I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Why you trying to catch sea breeze? I'm in the PVs, all chrome Z3s, decked out TVs. CDs with crazy bass, keep my lady lace. Don't be fooled by the baby face. I hope you're not, cause your thighs got me hot. Only one plan, that's to rise to the top. I told you before when I first pursued. I want an interlude in the nude.
You know I love the way you fill up. Sip my tequila. From the dealer, full length chinchilla. Heat up the clutch, 750 deluxe. Then we speed down the hutch, breaking trees in the dust. I'm not the one you sleep with, to eat quick. Want a cheap chick? Better go down a freak, Nick. You got to hit me off. Buy this girl gifts, of course. So I look sick in my six with my Christian LaCroix.
I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't.
TM Hyman Radio Live, the Social Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate, and the General here. It is 9:23 p.m. on the southeast side of Atlanta. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in on Motivational Money Monday, as we like to call it here. And I'm so flabbergasted by this next segment.
Hey,
I'm just not
you're
really sure
flabbergasted.
What to do. I am. We're just going to give you a word of caution for those of you who.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Listen.
We just can't get it out.
Cheaper is not always better.
Cheap is not always better.
We live in an age where we don't use taxis anymore. It's an Uber or it's Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
Some people now, like, they'll bypass hotels, right? Airbnb is the way to go. But listen, cheaper is not always better. A Florida man has been arrested after a couple renting his house through Airbnb last month discovered a hidden camera in a smoke detector in the master bedroom. Wayne Knatt, the homeowner, was charged with video voyeurism. Local TV station WSLA reported that the couple renting this house noticed a small black dot on the smoke detector above their bed and discovered a camera and a microphone inside the smoke detector. Police said they found the video footage of the couple and others in the bedroom. Listen, people have always been crazy, but crazier, and you're paying them. Airbnb said it's outrageous that this took place and that the incident has permanently banned Nat from the site's rental, from his ability to be able to rent on the site. Nevertheless, folks, just think about how many times, you know, we've been in places and maybe not have known that we would be in videotape. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how many people rented that place and did not see the damn black dot?
I cannot even get over it. I'm afraid of what could have been done with that footage. Just, it's...
Well, he's just a perv. You know, he's just a perv. Folks, beware. Beware. Pay attention to your surroundings. And clearly now, you know, the there should never be a black dot on a smoke detector. What color should the dot be, folks? It should be red. It should be red. And you can always test a smoke detector by pushing the button to make sure that it flashes.
It's an
red.
Actual smoke detector. That's right.
That it's an actual smoke detector. People are crazy, and they're getting crazier. But listen, we got your back. Real talk, real people, real times, right here at the Social Lab. We're here to let you know. And so, just to recap, for those who want their money right now, show me the money now. We talked about a new service at the top of the show called Instant Financial. That allows hourly employees to actually tap half of their paycheck at any given time. This is a great service, I think, because it's giving workers the ability to get paid daily instead of weekly, biweekly, or monthly. Again, over 150 employees with 50 different companies now have access to this service. Talk to your employer. You know, this would be great for call centers. I remember managing call centers, and some of my employees in call centers, they literally are living paycheck to paycheck, need to be able to buy, you know, Pampers for their kids, you know, food, things like that before the next payday. And I think this particular service will be great for them. Shout out to CEO Stephen Barha. And you know what? Might even try to get Stephen on the show to talk about Instant Financial, because I'm pretty intrigued by this particular service.
Yeah,
what up, Coupon Lady? Appreciate you.
Hey,
Coupon Lady's she said she's a lifelong listener. That's love.
She
right
absolutely
there.
Is.
Appreciate the Coupon Lady. Listen, yeah, folks, if Christmas is coming up, and if you ever want to send TM a Christmas gift, why don't you be like the Coupon Lady? Listen, send me some Tide. I love Tide. I love Tide. I love the way she sent me some Tide Pods, though. She got real fancy and sent me some Tide Pods. Folks, if you send me some Tide Pods for Christmas, or some air dried Häagen-Dazs. How about that?
Mm-hmm. I like the Downy scent boosters myself. Thanks. But yeah.
Hey,
join.
What's the thing that you pop the top? What's the thing that you pop the top? Because she sent me some of that too. The Coupon Lady, dope.
Isn't that the scent boosters? That's not what that is that you put in with your dry.
I don't know what it's called. It was too damn
fancy
for me. I'm not. Yeah, exactly. The pebbles.
Yeah, little pebble things. Okay, yeah, I like those too.
We talk.
Join us on Hump Day Wednesday. We are that crew, that team, that network who loves gifts. Social Lab, TM, I'm a Radio Live.
Love time.
Your hot chocolate in the general. We will see you on Wednesday. Good night.
Good night. What up, Coupon Lady?
Hey, oh, Unstoppables. That's what they're called.
Bang.